and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey, and today our first story is not even in America, but it's so amazingly odd that I felt the need to talk about it, and also because there's now, I'll mention in a moment, one of these things we're going to talk about near me, and now I'm a little freaked out, because in Surrey, British Columbia, there is, depending on who you ask, a bit of a problem with rogue peacocks. I'm not even sure they're rogue. This evidently stems from years and years ago. The person who owned the land raised peacocks for some reason. And then when he sold the land, the peacocks were still there. And so they're somewhat protected. But the land was sold and allowed to be used to build residential homes. And so then you had people moving into this neighborhood where these random wild peacocks are, which actually sounds quite interesting, possibly a cool place to live, because peacocks are strange and beautiful, but strange to look at. But evidently they also can be really noisy, which I did not know because I've really only seen pictures of them until recently, where in the courtyard where I've been eating lunch lately, there is a peacock. I don't know where this peacock came from because it's the courtyard's in the middle of like an office park, and then it's on a busy street, and I have no idea how this peacock got here. And it seems to kind of live maybe in the bushes. I'm not quite sure. I've only seen it a couple of times, but the fact that I've seen it more than once does suggest it actually lives there and was not just sort of randomly brought there for a day. But evidently these peacocks in Surrey are noisy and poop a lot, and neighbors have complained to the local government or what have you about it, and nothing's been done about it. And the peacocks have taken to damaging residents' cars. And that's not a personal vendetta that peacocks have against cars or anything. They're actually doing it for a rather ridiculous reason, which is that in darker cars, which are shiny, the peacocks can see their reflection and think it's another peacock and so will attack it. And it's just like, this is almost levels of, isn't this a commercial for like an insurance company where the ram sees its reflection in the car and decides to headbutt it? Like, this actually really happens? Wow. But yes, so neighbors have complained for years about these peacocks, and this is just the latest sort of, I meant to say something in my craw and then went to feather in my craw, but that's feather in my cap, and so I'll try and stop messing up my idioms. But so one man decided that he had had enough after years of this and not having any results from the local government. And he had a tree in his, not sure if it was his front yard or his backyard. He had a very large tree that the peacocks like to roost in cut down. And since he did not have a permit to do that, he is facing a fine. And some of the neighbors are like, that's a terrible thing. The peacocks were here first. And other neighbors are like, these peacocks are an annoyance, and I will help pay that man's fine because I am so thankful that he did that. But I'm just, my first thought was even more, wait, peacocks can roost in trees? Can you tell I don't know much about peacocks? I've seen them. I mean, now, especially with the one in the courtyard, I've definitely seen. And I'm now thinking this must have been like a major inspiration for the bird from Up. Except like that bird seems like a peacock meets an ostrich because it's got the long legs and it runs fast. But it's got the blue feather coloring like peacocks, and it does the cawing that I've only recently learned that peacocks do. And it's just like, these are strange birds, just evolutionarily. Like, yes, I get the plumage, it maybe attracts mates, but it also seems like it attracts predators, and shouldn't you all have been killed off by now somehow? But to, you don't think about that normally with like, oh, they're very pretty, and so they have the right to live and whatever, and we should create animal conservation reservations, whatever you have. But yes, when you have to live with them, because evidently they're not specifically nocturnal or diurnal, they will caw evidently at any hour of day or night. And there's, in this neighborhood, apparently about 40 of them. And especially around this time, it's mating season for the peacocks. So they're cawing even more to, you know, attract mates. I can imagine that would actually be very frustrating. And people on social media were, of course, very torn about this. There was a lot of, well, the peacocks were there first. Stupid humans, you know, you don't have the right to just, why should humans be able to go into places where animals always were and kick the animals out? But on the other hand, since the government did take this land and sell it for development, perhaps they are responsible for these peacocks and should have years ago removed them to some animal conservation reservation thing. I still can't figure out the name of where the peacocks can both be safe and live on their own, but also not drive people crazy. It's just a very strange story. I love the attacking the cars thing. And unfortunately, unlike the ram attacking the car, we couldn't really see it. There's a couple of videos in which you can definitely hear the peacock cawing, and it's just like, oh yeah, you do make a noise. And if I heard that 1,000 times a day, that would drive me crazy too. And you do see a peacock next to a car, but unfortunately in that video, you don't get to see him attack, or fortunately, I don't know. I'd like to see him attack it just because I'm a little confused trying to imagine an attacking peacock in my imagination, although I really don't want to see one in physical real life. It's probably fortunate for the owner of that car since this has, you know, become a problem, and I don't quite know how you explain that to your insurance agent. Oh yes, what is this damage on the car? Oh, it came from a peacock. I'm sorry, it what? Yeah, it came from a peacock. Peacock attacked my car. Don't know that your insurance policy would cover that. But yeah, so the neighbors of this place, like the people on social media, also torn. Some of them think it's great. Others of them hate it, though they were all much more, save for the man who was so upset enough to do the cutting of the tree because he knew he wasn't allowed to do it. He had asked previously and been denied a permit and finally just decided, enough is enough. I don't care if I don't have to, if I don't have a permit, I'm going to get this cut down anyways. He's clearly against it. And the neighbor who, you know, offered to help pay the fine is clearly against it. But they all did it at least in a slightly more polite way than people on social media who then, as social media does, tended to devolve the conversation from whether or not this was right to just people in general and where do people have the right to be. And social media can be very interesting, but at the same time, it, reading the comments after about like the first 20 or so comments, it often feels like for these stories, I'm just like, okay, and we're done. And we've gotten to, you know, ridiculous name calling and being rude and what have you. And okay, move on to the next crazy story because I just don't have the patience for that. So on that note, we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. For those who maybe only listen to this podcast, or this is your first time listening to this podcast, or this is your first GSMC podcast period, you may not know I also host the GSMC Movie Podcast. So I was quite struck by the, I don't even quite know what to call this, love and or obsession and or just doing something just because you know people will comment on it-ness of this next story, which is that there was a man who went to see Avengers Infinity War at least 42 times. He's possibly and probably seen it more since then, but when I had heard of this story, it had been 42 times. To which my response is just, why? Like, unless, even I think if you went and watched solely each time for one specific character, I don't know that you'd hit, for one specific like main name character. If you're watching for like random extra number 27, okay, fine. But if you're watching for, you know, the general from Wakanda, whose name I still cannot remember, she is just always the general in my head, then I think maybe you'd probably get into the high 20s, mid 30s, but 42 times. Like, people did the math on this. And even if you assume that the movie ticket is 10 bucks, which is a bit of a strange assumption, because at least for my local theaters, tickets are both less than that and more than that, depending on when you go. If you go like to the first showing, it's $7.75 or something like that. $8, I can't remember now. And if you go to the like primetime evening showing, it's 11 or 12 something. So it can be a bit of a price. So if you're even just assuming an average of $10, that's $420 this man has spent on one movie, on the same movie, not even $420 on everything in this franchise, which you also probably could very easily do. It's $420 for the literal same movie, which does not even end its own story, ends on a sort of to be continued note. Kind of spoilers for Infinity War, but I'm sure you've probably at least heard that much, and you know there's going to be an Avengers 4, so. But yeah, someone else did the math and determined that this would be around like 105 hours, which I'm just like, that is the majority of a week. That is if I spent more than half my week just watching Infinity War on a loop. And of course, he didn't do it that much. He did at times go twice a day, to which I'm just like, again, still, why? And don't get me wrong, I did not hate Avengers Infinity War. You can hear my review of it on the movie podcast. But even still, it's just like, I don't know that I've ever seen any movie 42 times, even movies that I've seen enough that I can easily quote along with it. Even movies where I only need to hear like three words to know what movie it is and where we're at in the movie. I don't know that I've ever watched them 42 times from start to finish. There's been a number where it's just like, I've seen this movie enough that it comes on TV and I can hop into the middle of it, which I would absolutely not do with a movie I've never seen before or only seen once and can't really remember. But yeah, 42 times with the same movie. And he kept taking a picture to sort of prove this, I guess, to people. He took a picture of his ticket each time, but then he also took a picture of him like standing in front of the Infinity War poster and just to top it off and clearly show, yes, this man very much seems to love Marvel. he kept wearing a bunch of different Marvel themed shirts while doing it, to which I'm just like, okay, don't know that you need to see the movie that many times, but that's actually kind of fun. It's like, let me go and take a picture for every Marvel themed shirt I have, which for me would be zero pictures. But if you are a big Marvel fan, that would actually probably be a bit fun. Likewise, this next story also makes me think, but why? In that Post Malone decided to get a tattoo on his face, which is not, I mean, it would be very strange for me. It's not too strange for Post Malone because he already has a few on his face, amongst with he has Stay Away tattooed over his right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right. I think it's his right eyebrow, but you know, when you're looking at a person, your right and left are switched. So I'm a little confused, but he already had Stay Away, which, going along with the fact that he then got Always Tired tattooed on his face, makes it seem like I'm really tired and I'm being very grumpy and I don't want to deal with anyone 100% of the time sort of person. And the responses for this were like, yeah, this would be me, but also no. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? It does feel a good amount of time. Like, I am always, always tired. But if I am always tired, you can usually tell because, you know, my eye bags will show. And he decided the eye bags are not enough. So I must get Always Tired tattooed on my face where the eye bags go. Because it's literally always under his, I'm going to say right eye, and tired under his left. However, you would read it properly if you're looking straight at him. Always tired. Yeah, I guess so, but your face would have shown that even without the tattoo. And people were then deciding, you know, posting their own pictures of what their face tattoo would say, and then just some funny responses of, you know, beyond the Stay Away, some of them like, I don't really like you or whatever. But it's just like, are you always, always tired? Like, what if you're feeling really perky one really random out of nowhere day? Then your face is lying. And strangely, for as much as I love social media and Twitter for puns, did not see too many of people who had that same thought of, you know, then your face would be lying when you aren't tired or when you're on a coffee buzz or whatever. But yeah, that's very strange now of what would I feel was so me, that's not what I meant, but was so expressive of my being 100% of the time that I'm like, yes, by all means, tattoo that on my face. And not only tattoo that on my face so that you can see it from like every angle. Because the ones on the Stay Away has several below it as well. And so those are all on one side of his face. And so if you're looking from the other side of his face, you can't see those ones, though I think he has others. But Always Tired goes across both sides of his face and are right under his eyes. So you're likely to see that in pretty much any image of him that shows at least the main parts of his face. What would be my, I almost feel like it should be my life motto or something if I was going to do it. And maybe Always Tired is Post Malone's life motto, but that feels sad. And I don't mean to be, disrespectful to Post Malone. It's his face. It's his body. He is in a position where, you know, this is not going to affect his employment ability to get work because I believe he's a musician. So yeah, he can do that if he wants, but just clearly, obviously, Always Tired would not be my, not even first choice, would not be like my 300th choice. Probably. But listeners, I am very interested. If you were going to get a face tattoo, and for some people this may be a very, very hypothetical if, but if you were going to get a tattoo across your face, which would then assume to be on your face for the rest of your life, what would be your face tattoo? If you think of really good ones, please let me know on social media, Facebook or Twitter. So we're going to take another break while you think of that, and we'll be back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I was going to say like most people, but I actually have no idea. This just felt very normal to me, but maybe it's just the people I know it's normal for, and it's possibly not actually normal for most people. But when I turned 18, I was given a lotto, not a lotto ticket. It wasn't a lotto. It was a scratcher. I was given a scratcher and a penny with my birth year on it, because that's believed to somehow be lucky. But since I was now 18 and could therefore participate in the different lotto things, this was my welcome to adulthood sort of gift from a friend. I didn't win anything because I almost never do. I think of, let's say, a dozen scratchers I've bought in my life, I won a free ticket once, maybe twice, and that's it. And I've had family members do it where they've won $2 or $10, and that's it. And there's a bunch of different scratchers. Oh my gosh. Like, if you ever go into a gas station or convenience store and you like look at it, it's like they've got the different types of cigarettes, and depending on the way your gas station set up, the different types of gum, and also the different types of scratchers. And you have your choice of all of those things. And it's just like, wow. But then there's also the regular lotto of, you know, pick your numbers or have your numbers picked for you to see if they match. And I've done that a couple of times and also still never won anything. So I'm not the luckiest person. But even if I was, there's been numerous stories about people who win the lottery, then, you know, oh, hey, suddenly I've got a whole bunch of new distant relatives I had never heard of before, because they all come out of the woodwork because of that. So a woman who won the Caribbean's Super Lotto found a very interesting way to deal with this, in that she wore a disguise to conceal her identity. I believe the Caribbean lotto rules are a bit different, at least from the California lotto rules, and I'm not even sure if all the states' lotto rules are the same. For us, I believe they have to say who you are, and they have to do that in the Caribbean too. And why I've just said Caribbean and then Caribbean, I don't know. I do evidently go back and forth between them. But they have to there give the last name and the first initial. You're not allowed to give an alias, but they don't have to give your full name. Whereas I believe for many states here, they do. And that's just for legal reasons and to prove that, you know, there's no fraud going on and that the winner of the lottery wasn't, you know, the VP's sister-in-law's cousin or whatever. To prove it's actually random lottery picks and not, you know, oh, we're picking our favorites and they're getting all the money and then there's a deal going on where we get half of it back, whatever. That whole thing, by showing, hey, this is who the real person is, people can then investigate and be like, ha, yeah, they're not connected to anybody. That's a legitimate win. But for the Caribbean, wherever, they don't have to give the full name. And evidently, you do not have to show your face. And I now wonder, could you legally do that if you won the lottery here? I'm not sure you could. But that has been a problem for many lotto winners, is everybody that knows who I am and wants money. This woman decided, I don't want people to know who I am, because that tends to ruin lives. So she wore a mask and a wig. But her choice was just, I don't know if she meant it to be this sort of getting one over on the lottery, or if this just happened to be a coincidence. She chose to wear an emoji mask, but not just any emoji mask. And it's not the regular smiley face emoji mask. It is the winking emoji mask. And it's just like, I feel you're sending a message there. I don't know that you meant to send that message, but definite message coming through. Wink, wink. Ha ha. You think you're going to find out who I am and I got all this money and I didn't. Just great choice. The woman's name is N. Gray. That's all we've got is N. Her first initial is N and Gray. Great choice, Miss Gray, on using the wink emoji mask to go and pick up your winnings. And so she's also evidently wearing a curly wig, and she's got on a very colorful outfit, though I don't know if that's her real outfit or if she bought that solely to pick up the winnings, because if that's your real outfit, get rid of that real quickly so people don't recognize it, because it's very colorful and feels like it would be a bit distinct. But because she's wearing this whole disguise, there are these great pictures of her picking up her winnings that just seem almost like we're in a movie, a heist movie, or a, I don't know, what would you even call a tricking the lottery commission board, whatever have you, movie. Because it's her, like, holding, you know, the giant check that they have. And there's two women on the side, and it's not clear who they are. But I think since hers is the only name on the check, they've got to be, like, staff people who just help to hold this really giant check. But so it's her in the emoji mask holding this giant check. There's a picture of her in the emoji mask signing some paper, because, again, this all has to be very official and legally done. But then there's a great picture, which seems to be before either of the two others, where she's sitting down and there's, I don't know if it's a press conference or what, there's a table with her and some others, and they have name tags saying who they are. So it looks like this is a press conference announcing the lottery winner, maybe. But she's sitting down in this emoji mask, and she's sort of kind of sitting back and just looks, I don't even want to say smug, just like, I got this. Like, I did this great. Again, sort of the way if this was a heist film, where at the end you see whoever the person we did the heist on realizing, oh, I've been robbed and tricked, and just sort of sitting back and going, yep, I got you. Like, it looks that sort of level of whatever have you. And I, part of that, of course, is just the fact that she's wearing the wink emoji mask. But it just looks so, without being cocky, just almost the way I'd want to act if I won the lottery, even if I was not allowed to wear a mask and only have my first initial to do it. But yeah, they say she plans to donate her lottery winnings to a charity or to someone who's ill or to a charity helping people who are ill. I can't quite remember. Which, again, throws off the, you know, that's why I didn't want to say smug. I was like, that's a very nice thing to do with your lottery winnings, which I don't remember what the number was in her local dollars, but comes to the equivalent of more than $1 million in America. That's a wonderful thing to do with your lottery winnings. But I'm thrown off of this whole, like, oh, charity giving angel aspect by the fact that you're wearing that wink emoji mask. Like, I just can't. Are you winking at that? Are you serious about it? I hope you're serious about that. But the fact that you're wearing this wonderfully perfect and yet not at all, you know, appropriate mask to pick up your lottery winnings throws all of that into question. But people were applauding her on her, we'll say, style in picking up her lottery winnings. And I can only hope to one day be both as stylish and as financially lucky. So on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, and I hope you may all be as lucky and stylish as that woman.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.